Good morning. We left off discussing, we're learning Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, Lachos Amalabin, Klach HaBeis, the end of Simen Yud Aleph, where the Chayyim says the rule of Ein Tzchit Besar. We pointed out it's also Mitzvah Raisa, it's Mitzvah Raisa, and it's also Mitzvah Rabbanan. Over here, the Bir Halacha in Simen Shin Tes, Siftes, raises a question that there is a Gemara clearly in Zvachim that there's a lacha. The scenario is always the issue of blood from a korban getting absorbed into the baggage, and one needs to wash out that dam, because that dam is a din of noiser and it has to be removed from the baggage. So the Gemara talks about the din of kibus of washing out on a cloth made of, not a sackcloth. Sackcloth, Mishabur points out, was made not from regular fibers like wool or linen, etc. It was made from more coarse and wiry types of fibers. And that's an example of that is the sar of various different animals, of a cow, etc. They used the hair to make this sackcloth. That's why it was more rough and crude. But there is clearly more over there that there is a din of kibus in regards to this baggage made out of sack, which is, means it's made out of hair. So why do we not apply the rule of Ein Tzchit Besar? So with that question, let's go and understand what's the logic behind the concept of Ein Tzchit Besar. So Rashi and Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Chav Ches, Rashi says because hair is harder, it's not absorbed. The question which we're now grappling with is, so even though there is the liquid which is caught in between the two hairs, since it does not absorb into the hair itself, it's not considered an act of schita to remove it. So ain't schita besar, because you're just taking out the liquid which is in between the hairs, not in the hairs itself. So the extraction is not a problem, midrash. Now, there are two reasons why Schita is Asur. And let's review this concept. We saw this before when we learned the Malach of Tosh. There is Schita, which is Asur, to use the item. And there is Schita, which is Asur, you're not using the item. The item is going to Ibu. The person is squeezing liquid out of a baggage. The problem is not Mefarik. The Schita, Dosh, which the person is trying to use the water, the person is discarding the water. But there's a cleansing process which is taking place as the water leaves the garments, so the schita goes under the umbrella of that type of schita. The problem is because of malabin. Now we're discussing over here in schita besar, etc. We're discussing a case where we're not trying to use the water. Our goal is just to remove the liquid which is there, not to be able to use the liquid. The liquid will be discarded. So we don't have a mafarik issue, which is the mefarik would be schita for the purpose of using the liquor which is coming out. But there is potentially the, so we're saying that's not an issue because you're not planning to do that, but is there a problem of schita mitzad melabin? The answer is it doesn't absorb, and that which the liquid is trapped in between the hairs is not significant enough that it's going to be usher. But if one would the case of the baggage, which is made out of the hair, we go back to the question, if it's hard, it doesn't absorb, so why is there kibus? If you tell me that the liquid which is trapped between the hairs, that's where the kibus is, so then why are we saying over here, Ein Tzchit Besar? There's liquid trapped between the hairs of the woman and their head. So the Bir Halacha, in order to go through all these points, basically comes out and he says there's a difference between when it's on the body of the person and when it's in a garment. And so, Mr. Gentleman, the next year we will just try and clarify that idea and talk about some practical applications.